the car that you have for 6 more months. And I told him to his face, no. I said, my wife need a car, I'm going to get her a car. And I had grace on me, I got a good deal on one. Yeah. He still graced me as much as he could. How many of you know that wasn't the best? How many of you know I was operating in limited grace when you do it by yourself? He helped you far as he can. Yeah. And I went and bought a car. And then I marked the calendar and said, let me see what's going to happen in 6 months. And a friend of mine that I went to school with had just bought a vehicle. Went to work for General Motors, but he bought a Nissan. And he was working for GM at the time this automobile crisis was going on. And they was giving him a fit about driving a competitor's car in the parking lot. He's working in a truck.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
She planted a vineyard. Now, this woman has the business sense to see investments, and she has the authority of her husband to take care of business and to handle the business affairs because, listen, she is a virtuous woman. Yes, she has her family in mind, and yes, she has business in mind, and yes, she balances the both of them. Now, some of us have got to understand, yes, we're in a modern day time where women go out and they work, and many of them are career minded, but too many of us have forgotten that your first career is your family and your financial career comes second. And so many of us have offered the family in lieu of a financial career and wonder why things are happening as they happen. Listen at this. This woman knows how to balance both the home. She had a home business, and her home business thrived because she kept her home alive. When y'all wake up, you're gonna catch that. Now listen at this, because I want you to see something here. The Bible says, she considered the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted the vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Now look at this. This woman, you can see by no stretch of the imagination, is a lazy woman. This woman doesn't go around all morning long with old nasty gown on and rollers in her head looking all one way and the other. This woman gets up early in the morning, gets herself together, gets her family together, gets them all straight. Then she starts taking care of business and moving in the business world and moving all at the same time in the family arena, ministering to both needs. And her husband safely trusts her. So listen at this. Because he knows she has a business mind, he doesn't have a problem letting her handle the money. Now, some of you men who are not good businessmen and business mind need to relax your pride sometime when God has given you a virtuous woman who knows how to deal rightly with the money, and you ain't got to worry about her running off to the malls and to the jewelry stores and the furniture store and all the rest of this spending up the money. But she knows how to take the little money you give her and make more money out of that. She knows how to bless you. I wish I had a witness here. Some of you brothers need to relax when you've got one that you don't have to worry about misusing the provisions you put there for. Here the Bible says her husband's heart doth safely trust in her. Why? Because her record speaks for herself. She does beyond the call of duty. She goes beyond that is required of her. And notice again, the Bible says she girded her loins with strength. That means she takes care of herself. And when the Bible talks about and strengtheneth her arms, it talks about she spreads good health and takes care and ministers to the sickness of a family that they might walk in perfect health. Now listen at that. Even before you go any further, you'll see that a virtuous woman wears many hats.
That's right.
She's not a one-dimensional woman. She has more different areas and arenas to tend to. And so because she is busy taking care of the business, she is not busy taking care of other folks' business. I just want to throw that out for free. Listen, when you're that busy, you ain't got no other business but your business to take care of. Ain't got time to worry about what's going on in your neighbor's house and person's house across the street, down the street, round the corner. That's why your business is messed up, because you ain't taking care of your business. You so busy talking about... Well, let me go on back to the text. So the Bible says, listen. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Now, all of this is talking about the weaving and the making and all of these are parts on the spinning wheel. She deals with all of this. But it's talking about the woman is so prepared that even when trouble comes, talking about night, her candle doesn't go out. Her light doesn't go out. Her wisdom and her ability to reason doesn't go out. She doesn't lose her head and freak out. She keeps a calm head and keeps it together and reasons this thing out, and she takes her time and makes the right decisions so that when the trouble passes over, her household is still intact. Look at this now. The Bible says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Have you ever noticed a virtuous woman like that? If you go back to your own experience, some of you had mothers, it didn't matter who came by. She had enough food to feed you, and everybody that dropped by also. People in the family, people around the street, people who didn't have. She'd send you to bring them food, call them over to get something to eat. I mean, took care of them. It was blessed, but didn't have a problem with being a blessing. Some of you remember mothers like that. Listen at this. The Bible says, again, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Now, these are the appropriate garments for royalty. The Bible says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. The woman knew how to dress. Now, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, she had no problem using the best because she gave the best. And when you give the best, you ain't got a problem with the best. The only thing and the only time you have problems with the best is when you're not giving the best in return. Now, listen at this, because the Bible says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He's known in the gates. What does that mean, he's known in the gates? People take notice of him because of her. Now, let me tell you women a good word about your men. If you are married, I don't care how good that man looks or how messed up he looks, guess who gets the credit? Because let me tell you. When a man comes out the house and he got a blue sock on and a black sock, and he's got ravels hanging from his coat or pants, or his shirt is not ironed right, or he's not looking right, you know what real women say? Girl, I don't see how she let that man come out there looking like that. Now, he's a grown man now. But you know many of us are colorblind, brothers. We think we coordinated. She'd be like, no, baby, don't go. Somebody ought to hear me here. She sets him up and gets him together, makes sure he's looking good because he represents. And when he goes to his business meetings, men are saying, my, that woman sure takes care of him. Lord, I wish I had a witness here. Listen at what the word says. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. She is moving and ministering, manufacturing articles that are in demand, and she does it with high quality materials. She's known for not only her quantity, but her quality in manufacturing. Listen, Bible says strength and honor are her clothing. Yes. Now, I like this because first they describe an exterior reality of her clothing. And how many of you know a whole lot of folk look good on the outside ain't necessarily good on the inside? So listen at this. It's good when her husband looks at her and he says, baby, you sure look good on the outside. But when he strips all of the clothes off of her, look at what the next verse says. The Bible says strength and honor are her clothing. He sees underneath the clothes the reality of the real woman that he has. He sees that this mother that she is the kind of mother that he's proud to have of his children. He sees the realness of this woman and can appreciate her for her strength and not her weakness. He looks at her and he sees all of this, and the Bible says, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Now, why is she going to rejoice in time to come? Because of her strength and her honor. Now, listen, let me tell you something. As a strong woman, sometimes you got to put up with some things you don't want to put up with. And every day is not a holiday. And sometimes you've got to make sacrifices and go beyond the call of duty. And it takes a strong woman to do those things. And he's saying in the word that her rewards may not come today, but payday is coming someday. Now, listen at this. Because the reality of the word is this. His mother is teaching him about what she is and what he has seen in his own household. Now listen at this again. It says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of. Now, my brothers and sisters, this speaks of a woman who is calm, cool, and collected underneath the skin. So much so that she is steadfast, number one, in who she is, what she has, and what she's capable of doing. So when the word says she openeth her mouth with wisdom, it honestly speaks of her relationship with God, because wisdom comes from God. And you see that she gets up early in the morning and she starts off getting her spiritual food so that she can give guidance and direction in her household before preparing physical food. So it means that she talks with God, she prays and ministers to God, but God ministers to her, and the relationship gives her wisdom so that when she speaks, she's speaking godly. Godly. Now look at what the Bible says. And in her tongue is the law. She's not letting bad stuff come out her mouth. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She has said, if I can't say nothing good, I'm not saying anything bad. She is careful what she speaks because she recognizes what goes out comes back.
Right.
It's a law, and she's operating in the law of kindness. So she's sowing seeds of kindness. That's why folks speak so kind of her, because when she speaks to people, it's with a kindness that transcends just words coming from her mouth. It's a law in which she has in her hearts and lives by. And it is a law that makes her state every day, I'm going to say something kind to somebody, to bless them, to build them, to benefit them, to edify them. It's a law to her that when she opens her mouth, she's going to say something wise and kind. Now, when was the last time you said something wise and kind? Even if you said something wise, you probably tore it down with some curse words or some bad words or talking down about something. And listen, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, women, you need to be careful how you talk, because your children hear you talking around the house. Your children hear you talking on the phone. Your children hear you talking in conversation with your friends. So if it's a law, it ought to be realized not only with the children, but in every other area of communication you have. The law of kind. Y'all are getting quiet on me this morning. Listen at this, because I'm under warrant to preach this morning. The Bible says she looketh well to the ways of her household. Now, I like this because the Bible says she manages her household well. She is frugal and discreet, and she deals with it so that her household is sufficient in every need. The woman knows how to buy. She probably shopped at a Sam's and made her dollar holler, stretched it out wide. Instead of going out there and buying one roll of paper towel for $1.25, she went to Sam's and got six for $2.50. I don't know. The woman knew how to stretch out her money. She wasn't a foolish spinner. She knew how to make her clothes. So while the other women were running out there spending $500 on a designer dress, she sat down and designed her dress and paid $75 and looked better than them with a y'all ought to hear me here. She knew how to catch sales. Dressed her husband in all of the finest suits, but saved him bukus where he would have bought one suit for the price. She was able to get him three for the same price. I'm trying to help some of you women here. She knew how to manage her household well. That meant what came into it, and that meant what went out of it. Look at this. I want you to hear this. The Bible says, and eateth not the bread of idleness. The woman didn't have time to sit down and watch the stories or tell stories. The woman didn't have time to sit down and drink coffee and make up lies and, you know, have bridge parties and play games and all. The woman didn't have time for all of that stuff. The woman didn't have time to be idle, to give the devil an opportunity to come in and plant thoughts of doubt and discord in her heart and her mind, because she was too busy taking care of business. She didn't have time when the phone rang to entertain gossip and foolishness. She didn't have time for the things that did not make her household well. Some of you women must understand that it is you who allow the enemy to come in and tear up your house. And that enemy might be your girlfriend. It might be your next door neighbor. It might be your mama. It might be your sister. But you have got to learn how to manage your own house. And can I tell you something? Women, don't let women outside tell you nothing about your husband inside. And don't be no fool and tell the women outside about how your man handled you inside. Because they just got through singing a song that said, be grateful. Because there's somebody worse off than you. Be grateful because there's somebody who'd love to be in your bed. Look at this, and I'm closing. It says her children, listen at this, her children arise up and call her blessed. She is a blessed or blessed woman because her children know her better than anybody, save her husband. Because her children get firsthand fellowship and relationship and dealings with her. Her children know her mood swings. Her children knows when to mess with her and when not to mess with her. Somebody love you. Her children know her look. Her children knows. So when her children can call her blessed, it's because her children know the real her. And listen, it doesn't mean mama won't get mad sometime. And it doesn't mean, because we make mama mad many times. We push Jesus over the limit if we could. But the reality is a mother can discipline you and still love you at the same time. Nobody can tear your tail up like mama. And then she hugs you and kisses you. And says, now you know why mama had to spank you, don't you? I wish I had a witness here. Now, I'm tired of talking. Now, when I talk to you, let it be one time, okay? And then you go back and do two, three, and she has to do it again. But she lets you know why she, daddy, come. Well, I'll say that for daddy day. Let me just stick with my mama. Listen, is real inside the house and outside the house. And by the same token, and on the lighter side of things, you know, there are things that children see mama do and know about mama that other folk outside don't know. Children get to see the many faces of mama and her great acting ability. She could just be through, I mean, just the phone rang and she pick up, hello. And you like, well, what you just tell mama? Y'all, the children learn about, you know, histrionics and all of that stuff, know how to do all of these animated scenes, because they learned that from home.
But look at what the Bible says. Her children arise up. Now notice this word arise up, because it talks about, and there are many things that children don't understand about mothers when they are children. But when they grow up to become adults, they understand that what mama was telling them was for their own good. They may not have understood then when mama was trying to coach them and share with them and tell them, young girls, about how you ought to behave and how you ought to act and how you need to control yourself so that you will be able to control others. They didn't understand. They thought mama was being mean and old folk in, trying to do this like this because she just wanted to be hard on them. But when they grew up and understood that what mama was saying, it was for the best good. When mama was saying at a certain time, get off the phone, and then you try and stay on the phone long, mama knew that if you stayed on the phone too long, you'd talk wrong. You couldn't understand all of that then, but when you grew up, you start understanding those things. You couldn't understand what it meant when mama said, now listen, babe, when you leave out the room, turn the lights off. When you want something in the refrigerator, go in and get it and shut the door. You ain't understand all that till you got grown and had to pay your bills. And you start, look here, turn the light off when you leave in the room. What you stand up in the refrigerator looking for? What you looking for? It's the same thing in there. And all of these teachings from mama start coming back to you again. You didn't understand all of that, but when you arise, when you grow up, when you come into maturity and adulthood, you start realizing that what mama was laying down as a law was to help you live and live victoriously. And so when you grow up and when you arise to a point of maturity, you say, I really had and I really have a blessed mother. And I thank God for mother. Thank God for her teachings and her discipline, for her love and her patience, for her kindness and for her wisdom. I thank God for mother. Couldn't appreciate it then. But now as I have grown, I say, thank you, mother. And this is what she's saying. And she told him as a boy. And he remembers not only as a man, but as a king. And then it closes out by saying, she has learned how to be the kind of virtuous woman, first of all, that pleases God. And if she pleases God, then she will please her husband, and she will please her children, and her husband and her family will both bless her and praise her, for they recognize that a virtuous woman, a godly mother, doesn't happen overnight. Amen. And doesn't come by every day. Amen. And if you have, my brothers and sisters, in closing, a mother who has blessed you, who has kept you, who has taught you and trained you, who has disciplined you and loved you and shown you the right way to go, and if she's still alive today, no matter where she is, you should ask God for the opportunity and the ability to express out of the depths of your soul the thanksgiving and the gratitude for such a wonderful mother.
That's right. That's right.
For notice, my brothers and sisters, that the day cometh when mother will no longer be there. And no matter how many folk you see and who love you, there's not quite another love.
That's right. That's right.
Like a true mother's love.
That's right. That's right.
To all of the mothers today, happy Mother's Day. The doors of the church are open today. Somebody today that the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to, has called. This is your time. This is your day. This is your opportunity to say to the Lord, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for mother. If God's calling you today to a relationship or fellowship with him and or this ministry, would you simply obey him today? Would you simply say to the Lord, Lord, I hear your voice. I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me. Whether you're here in this sanctuary or you are viewing us by way of the fellowship, would you come as God calls you? And we're going to ask now
there's been some movement. We're going to ask that no one else move for the next few moments unless you're coming forward today. This is such a special time. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing with folk at this time, ministering to folk. And we don't want to break the solemnity of the Spirit, the flow of the Spirit. God's dealing with some folk right now, opening up their eyes, speaking to their hearts, ministering to them now. And whoever you are, my brother, my sister, so blessed are you if the Lord is speaking to you right now. And if he's calling you, would you come with simple childlike faith? Would you get up and say yes, Lord, to him? For this is your time. God gave you this opportunity. Would you make this time your time? Hear from God. Say, speak to my heart, God. I need a word from you. And if God is dealing with you now, don't be ashamed. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed right now. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Now, my brother, my sister, whether you're over here in the sanctuary or over in the fellowship hall, if the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you while saints are praying right now for you, would you get on up right now and say to the Lord, Lord, I hear you and I heed you. I obey you right now. God bless you. This is your time. Saints are praying for you right now. Saints are praying for you. Whatever the need is today, whatever it is. You see, you can fool the person on the side of you. You can even fool mama, daddy, perhaps. But you can't fool God. And God knows your heart, and he knows what's on the inside of you. And if he's speaking to you today, whether it's for Christian experience or baptism, or if he's saying to you, I want you to be a part of this fellowship, this local ministry, to work, to labor, and to love in this ministry and receive the same. If he's speaking to you, why don't you come to him? Why don't you come? Heads are bowed. Come on, tell him, speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart, Lord. And when he speaks to you, and only if he speaks to you, would you get up and come? Would you obey him today? Would you obey him today? I know that you're here. I know that he's speaking. Speak, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Give me your holy word. Oh, oh. I don't know what to do. I made up my mind. Never go on my own. Oh, oh. Your word about it. I need a word from you, Lord. I know what to do. Oh, Lord. I won't go alone. I made up my mind. Let your spirit guide. Speak. God bless you. God bless you. Give me your holy. I'll never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. God bless you, brother. Oh, 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 hey, Lord. I need a word from you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I won't go on my own. Too many mistakes like that, Lord. Let your spirit guide. Let your word abide. I hear you, I hear you. God bless you. I hear you, I hear you, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. I won't go alone. Never go alone. Let your spirit guide and your word abide. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Come on while he's speaking. Come on while he's speaking. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
tired of going on your own. Oh, just let your spirit guide. Speak. God bless you. God bless you.